It's Bucky and Aaron.
This guy says, I looked her up. I would.
See, I mean, and she's older now. And let me tell you, she was a very, very beautiful young lady at that time, too. She was into pottery.
She's kind of a hippie.
No, she's not kind of a hippie.
She was a hippie.
Her hair under her arms was as long as the hair on Brad's head. I mean, and that was the, like...
Like she had hairy underpits?
I couldn't deal with the arm hair.
Seriously? That is so gross.
You know what I mean? I just
tighten it up, Buttercup.
No! Chugging like a doo-dah-doo. Once don't be back to pay your hand. Sometimes the causing but the bad. Love the Grateful Dead.
Were you ever a deadhead?
No, I couldn't travel around. I liked some of the music when I was doing stems. But I didn't do the traveling. I never traveled around to see Jerry Garcia and those that band. I like some of the music.
Is there ever a band that you would travel around to see?
At a time when I would have probably gone to see Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Ooh, really?
I would have followed them.
We had a former producer here, James, that he and his wife had seen Pearl Jam like 20-something times. That's one of those bands that people...
Of course, you know I was at the airport for the Dave Clark 5.
You were a kid.
Speaking of a young Negro at the time, yeah. I was there.
Were you the only Negro there?
No, there were tons.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the British invasion, it didn't matter what color you were there when the Dave Clark 5 and the Beatles, and I mean, that was everybody's band.
You know what's amazing? Is I like to watch, I love music documentaries and, you know, band documentaries. I love watching them. And it is amazing how many of them say they fell in love and it clicked that they wanted to be a musician. When they saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it is eerie. If you watch these, from Tom Petty to Don Henley and the Eagles guys, Glenn Frey. I just watched over the weekend, because nothing else was on, I watched a documentary on the band Kansas. You ever know the band Kansas? BK, do you know the band Kansas? You were born in Kansas. These six dudes from Topeka?
Yeah, man.
Carry On My Wayward Son.
Oh, my goodness, oh, yeah. Yes.
Dust in the Wind. They, all of them, and they all say it separately. You know, we saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan, and it was on. I was going to be a musician. But what a change in life that was for so many people who decided, that's what I'm going to do. Tom Petty tells the story that his uncle took him to a taping of Elvis Presley was filming a movie in his hometown of Gainesville. And his uncle was doing something with the crew and got him back there. So he saw Elvis, and he was kind of hooked on entertainment. And then he saw the Beatles. And he said, I'm doing music.
Yeah, I mean, Ed Sullivan's show was the springboard for so many musicians. That's where you got it. If you got to be on the Ed Sullivan, from Jackie Wilson to you name it, once you got on the Ed
Sullivan.
When the
Beatles came on, it changed the world.
Yeah.
The British invasion was on, and music was forever changed. There you go. Kansas, baby. Kansas. What a band. Didn't know a lot about Kansas. I knew the songs, but I like watching those things, how they all come together and... Breaks they've got to get.
So you're digging it that I'm doing my Black History Month by watching movies that have mostly people of color, as they say.
I like that. Or you can read a book.
Do what?
You can't even read!
Like Alex Cross, you mean? What do you mean, read a book? I'm not going to read a book.
No, you read about
No,
history.
No, I'm not going to do that. That's why I went to school. I'm no longer in school.
No.
So I don't even read your books. Little handy-dandy iPhone over there and, you know, check out Oprah's book club or something. I'm sure Oprah's got something going for Black History Month.
You know, I got to see The Color Purple because I never saw it in its entirety.
Really?
No, I have not. I've never seen I have not seen Color Purple.
Steven Spielberg.
He did that?
I believe he did that, yeah.
Huh.
It's a big leap.
That's a big one for us.
Big leap for him.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of criticism for doing
that. It's a big one for us. Speaking of us, BK's about to do, he's about to do his ministry. He's got a baptismal, what do you have? What do they call?
Bar mitzvah.
Is that the same thing, baptism,
bar mitzvah? What the hell are you talking about, man?
You got that this weekend.
And not mine.
Yours. No. But you're going to partake in your cousin's, right?
Right. Right.
And then you got to do the Torah, right?
Yeah, I'm reading from the Torah, from the Old Testament.
Hope you're feeling better, bud.
Yeah, it should be fine by Saturday.
Do you know?
Never know. It's pretty nasty flu, dude.
Like Yiddish? You're going to be doing like Yiddish talking?
It's going to be Hebrew. Reading right to left. No, sir.
You're going to read right to left?
Yeah, man. Out of the Torah.
Torah.
Five books of Moses, man.
So do you know it? I mean, isn't there, it's not like it's like really a language?
Yeah, it's not English. It's a different language, man. It's Hebrew.
You know Hebrew? You know you can throw that down?
I don't know what the words mean, but I can read it. That's all I got to do. I don't know what I'm saying. I'll be saying some things about Hebrew.
But you don't know what you're reading?
Nope.
How are they letting you read it when you don't know what you're talking about?
I don't know what I'm talking about in English, and I've got a job talking. It's just how it goes, man.
Help out here.
Help it out, man.
I'm just saying maybe they should get somebody else that understands
There's multiple portions that have to be read, so I'm doing one of them, and then a bunch of other people are hitting the other ones, man.
Like a whole tribe's coming up.
It's just like members of the family and friends. Yeah, man, it's an honor.
I'm going to read something, that a tweet that BK is going to like a lot and all Longhorn fans will like here on this number two National Signing Day. But let's get to the headlines, get you caught up, and the latest from National Signing Day Part 2. UBO Business Services bringing you the headlines. Yes, it is National Signing Day number two. Of course, before Christmas, Texas signed 19 players and prospects that became official. A bunch of them already on campus as early enrollees, but today is the traditional official National Signing Day, first Wednesday of every February, and the Longhorns have already gotten 7 commitments this morning that were verbals that have become official. The first one in was Daniel Carson, defensive end from Independence, Missouri. That was followed quickly by defensive end Mike Williams from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Big ones for the Longhorns. Keandre Coburn, defensive tackle from Spring Westfield, who could have signed before Christmas, did not. That left a lot of people wondering if he was going to flip. He did not. He signed with Texas this morning, as did Keontae Ingram, the state's number one ranked running back. He is solid for Texas and has sent in his letter of intent this morning, as has Joshua Moore, the wide receiver from Yoakum, four-star player. Moro Ojomo from Katy High School, who declared for Texas last night. He has signed and sent his letter of intent through. And the first offensive lineman commitment is in this morning as far as making them official. And that is Christian Jones from Houston Cy Woods. He is the only unofficial of offensive lineman, and that's come in this morning. So that's in the books for the Longhorns. We'll keep you posted on those throughout the morning. As for Texas basketball, big night at the Irwin Center tonight. Longhorns welcoming Kansas State to the Frank Irwin Center. Shaka Smart's Horns have won 3 out of 4. Longhorns looking to keep it rolling and keep that offense playing well.
We want to try to get the ball going downhill as much as we can. That's what helped us down the stretch against Oklahoma. Kansas State, actually, as a defensive team, is one of the best in the country at taking the ball away from you, stealing the ball. So we got to do a good job protecting the basketball and keep from having turnovers that again, turn into great opportunities for them on offense.
All right, so that came tonight, 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Last night in college hoops, it was at Kansas with a nice win. They took down TCU, held them off at Allen Fieldhouse, 71-64. They pull into first place alone in the Big 12 at 8-3 now atop the conference. Texas Tech joined them tonight. Texas Tech will play tonight hosting Iowa State. NBA last night, Rockets have made it 5 straight, beat Brooklyn 123-113 last night. James Harden with 36. He goes over the 15,000-point threshold there. Rockets a game back of Oklahoma City now, of Golden State for the top spot in the West. Oklahoma City beat Golden State last night, 125-105. Russell Westbrook and Paul George combined for 72 points in that victory. Golden State's dropped 3 out of 4. Also last night, massive injury in the NBA as the Knicks lose to Milwaukee, and they lost all-star Kristaps Porzingis for the year. The big man landed awkwardly, tore the ACL in his left knee. And that's the news.
Documation is now UBO Business Services. New name, same great people, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
All right, let's check out the big board here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 commitments this morning. That to go with the 19, that's 26 commitments now for Texas officially signed. Tom Herman news conference at 2 o'clock today to talk about them. Longhorns still pending with 3, 4, maybe 5 more commitments, including Joseph Osai, kid from Conroe, Oak Ridge. That's there, right? They say Conroe, but that's right across from the Woodlands. It's really just across the freeway. Across 45 from the Woodlands. But Oak Ridge, and so he's supposed to declare at some point this morning. So we'll see. All right, Buck, so here's the tweet that BK is going to like. BK, you know this Keandre Coburn? Oh, BK's on the phone. He's chatting with someone in there. Yep. Hold on. We got another one. We got another piece of breaking news.
Uh-oh.
BK, breaking news.
Breaking news.
Oh, sorry. That's just that Andrew Parker has pushed his decision back to 10 o'clock. Andrew Parker is the linebacker from New Orleans who had committed to Arkansas. But Todd Orlando, the Texas defensive coordinator and linebackers coach, said, we're short at linebackers. Because right now Texas has Gary Johnson going into his senior year, the kid from junior college who was so good last year when he got healthy.
Fabulous player.
Anthony Wheeler, but there's not much behind those guys in the middle. Now they got the early commitment from Dele Adeoye. He's already in and working. But I think they felt like we need another linebacker, and Todd Orlando took this one on and made a hard push for Andrew Parker, who's from New Orleans. He was supposed to announce at 9. He's now going to announce at 10. So we'll keep an eye on that one. But here it is, BK. Keandre Coburn, big defensive tackle, 335-pounder out of Spring Westfield. He had a tweet this morning declaring his plan. He said, "I'm so happy to be finally a Longhorn, baby. This has been the hardest process ever, but it's over, and my next journey is in Austin with my boys in this revolution class." And in all caps, he wrote, BK, "And I promise we will beat OU."
Oh, boy.
And the rest of them.
A lot of guarantees made on these days.
Yeah, you need to just come on here and see if you can make the team. Don't worry about beating Oklahoma.
A lot of guarantees made by all kinds of players across the country.
I'll say this. I like the confidence.
Yeah, I prefer him saying that than saying, we're probably going to go like 1-3 versus Oklahoma while we're here. No.
We're probably going to win 7 again next year.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, don't say that, please.
Be so negative, man.
I'm not being negative.
It just was popping off. I like the swag. You got to come in with a little swag. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, the other kid's got swag coming in. I like it.
Caden Stearns. Yeah. I do like that. Remember, it was a few years ago when Texas had the commitment from the kid Devontae Lampkin, and then he decided to go to Oklahoma because he couldn't get a Spanish credit at Texas and that whole mess. And Lampkin turned out to be a game changer for Oklahoma on their defensive front.
Yeah, they seem to go to Oklahoma and do okay.
Yeah, well, we'll see if Coburn can come in and do okay. He is from the same high school as Ed Oliver out of Westfield down there. He's going to come in and compete quickly for point of attack duty with Chris Nelson and the rest of that defensive front. So we'll keep you posted. This says Bucky Catholic Mass used to be an all Latin. Don't you remember?
I remember it.
Did you ever have to do the Latin Mass?
I did. I was an altar boy for years.
But kind of like BK with the Torah, did you speak Latin? Did you know what you were saying?
I had learned Latin in high school. Oh, as I miss almost. Yeah, I had to do all that kind of stuff.
You ever wake up just like dreaming in Latin or something, or yelling in Latin?
No, Latin was freaky and a dark language. You know what I mean? It's a weird kind of language, and it you feel really. It's not like, you know, because I'm European. You know what I mean? So, for me, speaking French is always a lot easier than Latin. Or you've heard me speak Spanish. We all have heard my Spanish,
right? It's not good. Like, well,
no, it's
like,
not
can you
good
say, what's the gas station that is so popular?
Valero. No, I take such a beating from my Hispanic friends out there.
What's
my
it called?
Hombres.
I go to Stripes.
And
what's the one you go to? I go to the Stripes down my way. What do you go to?
I go to Valero.
Stripes or 7-Eleven.
You're putting the accent on a different letter of the word every time you say it.
I'm not down with the Stripes.
Stripes?
Stripes got a lot of food in it. You know, too much. I want my just do a couple gas things and have some chips and all that stuff. I don't like a lot of food in different places in those gas stations and stuff. You know how I am about the rotisserie that's wide open and guys are putting their hands in there at lunchtime and turning the hot dog over with their fingers and stuff. It's gross. I used to be a big eater. You were the 7-Eleven king. You used to actually eat food. And eat food from the 7-Eleven.
No, I don't eat the hot dogs off the rotisserie deal. I go over to the fresh food area. They got nice little sandwiches. They have fruit. They've got like hard-boiled eggs, which I like a lot. They got it's good, man.
He eats that
hummus.
Even
BK is going. That dude is going. That's nasty.
I'll get the. I don't get the tacos, but I'll get the the hot dogs. But I'll get the taquitos off the rotisserie deal.
That's gross.
I know what you mean.
No, but
it's
I like
hot
their,
and fresh. Hard-boiled
sandwiches. 7-Eleven does.
You know
it
why
right.
You're sick? Because the last guy that was at that thing turned that one over with his fingers.
I haven't eaten one of those in months, man.
He just came fresh out of the bathroom and stuck his hands onto your wiener.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
All employees must wash hands.
Oh, right. That's a great sign.
No, I'm talking about the dude that just came off the construction truck.
Yeah.
That rolled in there, and they popped that thing open, and he's sticking his hands in there.
I'm talking about the guy with the white hat. I'm talking about the yellow hat dude that's down there in the mud.
He just came out of the bathroom from wiener to your wiener. That's where his hands go.
That's gross. That is disturbing. Just to say that is so. Because I picture stuff like that. I just look at it and say, yeah, I see a guy coming out of a 7-Eleven bathroom. And then he's like, when he's rubbing his hands on his pants, I'm like.
Then he's sticking it into that little thing.
Yeah, he's like turning the hot dog with his finger. I'm like, ugh. Here's one for you. I don't want that. They don't even use the tongs. They've used their fingers to roll it over.
Exactly.
Guys who's got like 15 minutes before they got to go back to the job.
See, that's
gross.
Why I go over there. And they go to if you go to the fresh area, they've got prepackaged
all your
fruits,
stuff is prepackaged.
Fruits and sandwiches and
Don't those sandwiches taste just like nat? Aren't they like dry and?
No, they're good.
What about like the heat up pizzas, man? You get the heat up pizzas?
No. I get the hummus. He's in the hummus with pretzels. And like the little celeries. Listen, some celery and carrots with some hummus is good.
I don't like the hummus, man. Stuff's nasty.
It's just chickpeas.
I don't like the chickpeas, I guess.
Gross.
It's good for you, man. Sometimes you can't always eat like you do, BK. You won't when you're 45, I promise you.
I had some lettuce yesterday on a sandwich.
I had a question to ask Trey when Trey gets back. When he gets in
trailing?
Here. Yeah, I got some questions to ask him.
All right, we're talking National Signing Day. Longhorns with 26 commitments now. Not even commitments. These are official. These are signed, sealed, delivered. Tom Herman News Conference, 2 o'clock today, as the Longhorns are infusing their program with about 30, when it's all said and done, probably 30-some players for the class of 2018. Could be as high as number one on the National Signing Day classes. Among interest this morning, props to Jimbo Fisher and the Aggies. They did a good job. They flipped this kid, Bobby Brown, the defensive tackle out of Arlington. He was an Aggie. Now he's going to be
He was an Alabama guy, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was Alabama. Now he's going to be an Aggie, which is a good thing. We mentioned Keandre Coburn coming in, talking about how they're going to beat OU, which is cool. Some big names that are going to be going off the board here. You know, kids are getting to school now. So they have their press conference or they have their signing day ceremony.
With everybody. Yeah, with their buddies.
Some of the big names to watch for. There's a kid named number one cornerback in the nation is cornerback Patrick Surtain Jr. Probably know his dad, Patrick Surtain, who played in the NFL.
University of Miami?
I think he went to Louisville and then played with the Dolphins for a long time, did he not? His son is the sixth overall player in the country. He'll declare this morning. A bunch of kids are going to make their official declarations this morning. So we'll be following those. Texas waiting on Joseph Osai, Conroe, Oak Ridge, plus this Andrew Parker linebacker from New Orleans. Vernon Jackson, a defensive end from Bowling, Texas, is one to keep your eye on. He is one time an Alabama commitment, now down to UT and A&M, apparently. And yes, Pam Cummings' favorite player, Tommy Bush.
Still waiting for Clemens. Okay.
And you wonder, because one of the interesting storylines of signing day so far, Tommy Bush is, by all accounts, down to Texas, Baylor, or Georgia. And Jeff Howe, about 10 after 7, told us he's thinking it's probably Georgia. And if it's not Georgia, it's Baylor. That Texas may be third in line for Tommy Bush out of Shirts Clemens.
Not if Matt Rule's back talking to the Colts again.
Right. Well, that's the thing. Story drops from Adam Schefter this morning that with Josh McDaniel giving the Colts the Heisman and saying, no thanks, I'm going back to Indianapolis or to New England, that the name, because people are saying, well, now what are the Colts going to do? That the name Matt Rule has matriculated back out. Remember, Matt Rule, during the month of January, took an interview with the Colts.
If he took that job, how bad would that be for college, for the old student athlete? If he were to recruit those kids that came here, can they now leave then? The ones who in December said, I'm coming?
Well, no. You would hope. I mean, they could lobby the NCAA. Now, I mean, they probably won't be, but if they... Patrick Surtain Jr. signed with Alabama.
Roll Tide.
Nick Saban.
So he can't put on the Bama. Those kids can't then all of a sudden say, that's not right. I mean, if
I would hope the NCAA would come in and say, you know what, that's just wrong. But probably not.
You're stuck. Hey, you committed there.
Yeah, well,
don't commit to the coach. Commit to the university.
Kids, because Baylor, by all accounts, is having a good class. If Tommy Bush were to commit to them, they could crack the top 25 recruiting classes, which is big for Baylor. And then, yeah, Matt Rule tomorrow takes the Colts job. Yeah, that would be quite wrong.
Somebody said, I just got to finish eating 2 sausages and egg taquitos from the Shell station. Now I'm nauseated because of us.
Yeah, your wieners were touched by other wieners.
That's gross.
By the transitive property.
Your wiener is an Eskimo brother. It says 7-Eleven serves your food out of gloves and only the workers touch it. That's true at 7-Eleven, but not everywhere.
No, some of those are not hidden behind glass. Some of those.
At 7-Eleven, if you want a hot dog or a sausage or some of the pizza or the wings,
right,
you got to ask for it, and they go back and get it with gloves, and because you can't open it from the front, this customer side. But there are plenty of gas stations out there that is not the case.
Oh no, you can touch that. You can touch that wiener with your hand, right? You can just go ahead, and if it's not done on one side, you just kind of roll it with your fingers.
It's like duck sausage, right?
It's like duck sausage.
The dude behind the counter says, they just reach in there and grab it, bud.
And then if you don't want it, you walk away from it, and BK comes, picks it up, and now he's ill. Gross. It's gross. I don't want everybody all sick. And BK went to a party anyway. that I wasn't invited to. We had another little party here in this office that I didn't get an invitation to, E. Did you get an invitation?
I did not. I went to the bar mitzvah.
No. They had a little Super Bowl festival here, and then you had to have an invitation.
I didn't.
I didn't even get invited to this, man.
Did you just crash their party?
Well, I asked Kevin Dunn what he was doing because I hadn't hung out with him for a while, and I guess he got the invite, so I just kind of showed up as a hangers-on.
Where was it?
You did.
It's at Natalie's. And Natalie is sick, too. And a couple other people who are at the party are coming down with something.
Natalie Gilmer had a swapping Super Bowl party. Yeah, didn't invite it. She's my neighbor. She lives in Buda like me.
What?
Yeah.
You didn't get an invite this time?
No, I didn't.
Also, it's not just me that doesn't get invited to these little private parties.
All right. That's fine.
I'm all right. I was fine. Okay, I'm good.
I didn't need to get sick anyhow.
That's right. I don't want to get sick. What were y'all doing at that party?
It's probably posted on Facebook, and that's how they do those party things.
That's how they do
it. You guys know how to post videos to Facebook?
I don't do Facebook much.
Yeah, I don't do Facebook at all. I don't care to know about what the guy in my junior year in college is doing today. I don't care.
Hey, okay, we just got some breaking news in from the recruiting realm. We'll check on that and come back with the – I just wanted to just say it because someone tweeted it or texted it. I'll have to look into it.
We don't trust it.
Could be fake news.
Fake news.
Chaney, you know, by this whole hot dog discussion is gross, but it's also – that's how, like, sexual transmitted diseases happens. Touch one guy's hot dog.
He's got AIDS.
You don't get it from that. You can't do that. You can't get it from
that
touching.
That comes from 7-Eleven?
No, you can't get it from touching people's dog. You can't – I don't think you can get that. I think you can
not touching it. You got to do more with it.
Yeah, that's true.
But from one dog to the next.
Just keep your hands off of people's food. That's all I got to say. Don't be touching stuff in your stores because I go to those stores.
Maybe like we would say with safe relations, that the grass agent should wrap those things up.
I agree 100% on that.
Wrap them up in some something.
You know, I'm the mayor of
Ziploc
bags. That's how you prevent AIDS. If you wrap up your hot dogs at 7-Eleven.
Yep.
Isn't that some kind of man? Where's the?
I'm just very careful.
Slime in the ice machine and stuff.
Now they got. They got the donuts that you can open up a Casey. And people, they have little things that you're supposed to touch them with. And I go in there, and there's Buddy. Buddy's going in there, hands first, with no little piece of wrap paper. He's touching one because he feels like, well, I'm going to take that one, right? Dude takes it out, looks at it, and goes, oh, it's not the kind I wanted. Sticks it back in. This filthy savage just came off of who knows
savage.
Where. I'm serious.
Are you talking like our guest, Phil Savage, director of the
I'm
Senior Bowl?
I'm talking about the filthy savage that comes to my
great new book out.
Cedar Valley grocery store where I have my mayor's office. I watch him go in because I'm going in next because I know exactly what kind of donut I'm going to get, blueberry. Dude reaches in there. He's looking for blueberry too, right? So he pulls it out with his hand. And I'm thinking, okay, it's his. He's going to put it away. He looks at it. It's not. It's a chocolate chip kind of donut. And he goes, oh, this isn't right. Sticks it back in with his hand. I looked at that guy. I turned around. I went, I felt like taking it myself and like shoving it in his pocket.
Let's
what an ass clown.
This show sometimes. This
man.
Show. We'll be back. When we do, we'll get to the latest on National Signing Day, get you set up for Trey and BK in the midday. Also, Tom Herman News Conference, 2 o'clock today. And remember, it's all about Longhorn Hoops tonight. Texas and K-State coming your way at 7 o'clock this evening. All part of a busy Wednesday here on the Horn.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
Signing day in Austin, Texas, and around the country. Big offensive tackle from Berkeley Prep High School, Nick Petit.
I can't say it. You know
Ferrer,
how that works.
Ferrer. Just signed with Ohio State.
Petit Ferrer.
Number one O tackle in the country. On the heels of Patrick Surtain Jr. Keep an eye on the Joseph Osai commitment to come down. He's from Conroe Oak Ridge High School. Could be a Longhorn. How about this? You know, our friend Coach Joe Austin, out there at Southwestern University.
Yes.
He tweeted this morning, signing day is big in D3, but it works a little different than D1. We can only announce commitments after they submit their tuition deposit to the school.
That's cool.
Before that, you'll see coaches make reference to players without attaching names. Yeah, they got to pay their way. That is, and keep in mind, I mean, the number of pro bowlers who were one or two or three star commitments is ridiculous. The Pro Bowl in the NFL, we had the story of Jason Kelce yesterday, the center who got no D1 scholarship offers, and you know he's now winning the Super Bowl, maybe the best center in the league. So, you know, you want to recruit the best players.
Yeah, a lot of luck and a lot of hard work.
Yeah,
doesn't matter which stars you are. I mean, there's every. It's remarkable how every kid that I've ever recruited said he was going to go play in the league.
Everyone.
I'm going to say 99% of the kids that I've ever talked to. So what are you going to do after your football career?
Even the ones who you knew to your core had no chance.
Dude, even the ones I knew that probably weren't going to play for me. Much less, even when I recruited, there were scrubs that I recruited where I'm thinking, he's probably going to be number three in a depth chart, but I just got to have that guy because he's a hardworking guy. But they all think they're going to the league.
They all do.
That's why it's so sad if they're not working their way in the right direction and getting a degree. And I mean, a lot of kids get a degree, but there's a lot of kids that leave the universities after 5 years.
That's why
they don't get them. And that's why I can appreciate a guy like Ricky Williams or Vince Young, who's just still kept with it. At 38 years old, Ricky Williams got his college degree, and you know, he never promised. He said, "I'm going to win the Heisman." But then I said, "So what about getting your degree?" He never promised that, but he went back and he did that. And he didn't do that. You know, a lot of people say, "I'm going to do this for my mom." And no, he did that for himself. He wanted to be a college graduate.
Yeah, no,
at 38 years old.
Well, and you also, you know, you appreciate the guys who understand the big picture of this. I mean, I'll say the last Longhorn official commitment that's come in is this kid Christian Jones, the offensive tackle from Cy Woods, the seventh signing this morning for Texas. He's the kid who we said grew up playing soccer and just kept growing, and now he's an athletic, developmental offensive lineman. Well, he chose Texas over UCLA, Cal, and Vanderbilt.
Wow.
And he chose Texas, and he said it was close, though, because he was looking into schools of business. He wants to go into business.
Sure.
And he said, you know, when it came down to it, the McComb School of Business is as good as any in the country. Vanderbilt's got a great school. Cal's got a great school. But
how about the grad guy who from Rice? What do you think he's looking for?
Oh, man, Calvin, he wasn't even recruited much out of high school. I mean, he was only a two-star player. That's why he went to Rice, and he's a very, very smart player. You know, he's a guy that Calvin Anderson, you know, two-star player, but he's worked his way into a grad transfer that everyone wants a piece of. But, you know, he's already got a degree from Rice.
There's something about having a college degree, and people can make light of it and say, oh, yeah, those guys are a dime a dozen downtown working in bakeries and working in fast food stuff. And I don't care. Every time I go past my college degree in my office and I look up at it from Boston College, I mean, that's one of the best things I've ever done in my life. I mean, did I use it? I mean, I minored in special ed, and I thought being a special ed minor helped me a lot in coaching because of the way kids learn. You know what I mean? The way you had to teach kids and how they had different specialties in the way they learn stuff. And some you can do visually. Some you could just, you know, say things to, and they picked it up, like a Ricky Williams. But there's certain things you had to go over a couple different ways and different angles to do that stuff. That's what my education was about, helping me better as a coach. And I'm glad I got a college degree. I would have freaked out if I'd have never got a college degree.
Yeah, well, I think it's important. And then there are those that, you know, they're going to not use it for the right things. But, you know, that's a personal choice. These guys all have an opportunity.
They have an opportunity now. You've got an opportunity at the University of Texas. They just gave you a scholarship. And generally it's going to be a four-year scholarship. And if you don't take advantage of that and you end up, well, that's all right, I'm going to take this semester off. I want to do that. Don't flunk yourself out. And there are no professors on that campus right there that want you not to graduate from school. And one thing you have to do, and I told all my players this, if you're the guy who sits in front of a professor and you're at all his classes, but you sit in front of that person, and then when it comes time that you actually need help, and he sees that you are there, that you're interested in his class or her class every time they have class, that person will help you. That person does not want you to flunk. But if you're that cat that sits back up there two rows before the top, you know, the top deck up there, and that prof doesn't know you, the assistant doesn't know who you are, and then you need help, and you go down there to seek help from them, and they say to you, I don't know who you are, I don't know where. I tell my guys to get right in front of the teacher.
Yeah, no, I mean that's, you know, but here's the biggest issue. You know, we make a big deal National Signing Day because it's a big deal to a lot of people who listen to this show, and come in just for this day to see who's where. But this is trickling down. Here's a great text. It says, I coached middle school in Killeen. I had a kid whose mom demanded he be put in special education so he wouldn't have to be responsible for grades and can concentrate on his NFL career.
Really?
Yeah, when he's in the seventh grade. You know, we're doing the thing at the positive at the Hill Country Indoor on Saturday, and it's a baseball thing for young ball players. And because it is ridiculous that there are fathers out there and coaches out there who they have this, they've convinced themselves that their 12-year-old son's going to pitch in the big leagues because he can throw a nasty curveball at 12 when he doesn't even realize he's actually hurting his youngster throwing curveballs at 12 over and over again. But that's the stuff that only education can change. And only the ability
Absolutely.
To come to an event like we're having on Saturday.
Yeah,
when I hear
about young kids like you're getting ready to talk to on Saturday, and their parents are, and I talked to them, and they said, you know what? He's really fantastic at golf, and he's an unbelievable little baseball player. And then we started talking about school. School pretty good at that. No, he's not that great at school. Well, if he's great at those things, why can't he be great? Are you spending too much time pushing him towards the sports part, and he's not doing great in school? Well, that same kid could be great in school. If he's great at doing all those athletic things, he damn well can be good at some of this other stuff, whether it's history or math or whatever. He could be. That same girl or that young boy can do the same thing.
That's right.
But you're pushing him in a direction that, whether it's for you or whatever, I mean, they have to be well-rounded. There are so many smart football players out there. And you also used to make fun of the offensive line. Oh, those are the big uglies. Those dudes are the smartest guys on the team. They have it is really weird. They have the highest GPAs. You look throughout this country and ask who has the best GPAs on your football team. It's the offensive linemen. And people are thinking, those dumbasses aren't going to be the smart. They're the smartest ones on your team academically.
Yeah. Well, Calvin Anderson, to finish that story from Rice, the grad transfer, whether he goes to Michigan or Texas, he's already got a degree from Rice in mathematical economic analysis. Yeah. I don't have that. I don't have a mathematical.
Offensive linemen have to think
different level.
When that ball gets snapped, they have about five different things they have to read. They have to be so smart and so quick at what they do. Now, if you're in defense, those guys aren't the greatest
react. What about Stutter, though? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guarantee he was a pretty good student. Lyle Sinline was a great student.
No, I'm just kidding.
Right? Weren't they both good students?
I know Case typically listens this time, so I just wanted to give him a little real.
And it's important. It's important to have that degree.
It really is. It's what's important. As we told you, Calvin Anderson's father just rose to the level of full colonel in the Army. He played football at Army, his dad. I mean, this is a kid from a great family. So
when Sean Mitchell graduated from the University of Texas, I had a tear in my eye. Because I was thinking,
Sean Mitchell, of course, kid from East, for those
East know, Austin.
East Austin.
East Austin. Went
Prop
to junior 48, college.
As they called him back in the day.
And I'm thinking, it's going to be so hard for him to be in this classroom. Because, I'm a special ed major. I mean, not major, but minor. I knew about special ed. I knew how difficult it was for him as a football player to learn the things that I was trying to teach him. And then he had to go into the classroom and take real decent courses and to try to compete with the students at that place, top 10%.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is he going to do it? And that dude graduated from the University of Texas. He kept going back and kept fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting, and he got his college degree.
It's great stuff. So, yes, opportunity for all these young guys today. Congratulations. It's a fulfillment of a dream for a lot of folks. A lot of parents and families.
Takes a burden off a lot of parents. That's
right.
A lot of money.
So, you know, a lot of hard work, but at the same time, use it for what it's there for.
That's
and,
right.
I'm on the side that these guys should be able to cash in on their likeness. There should be some type of sharing of this wealth, but at the same time.
But it's up to them to get their education.
That's right. That should never be minimized, in my opinion. Mm-mm. It is that important. It is an opportunity.
Shouldn't be pushed through. You shouldn't be coddled through college. It's going to be difficult. If I could get through Boston College, you can get through Texas. Let me tell you.
We'll come back. B&E on the Horn, Tom Herman News Conference, noon today. We'll have our Reliable Automotive, Reliable Pick of the Night coming. Also, the very, very latest from National Signing Day on B&E.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
All right, busy day on the Horn. It's all day today with National Signing Day. The latest, still waiting on several commitments to come down. We mentioned Patrick Surtain Jr. He's put an Alabama hat on today. That spurned the grape ape. Our man Ed Orgeron at LSU, he had been an LSU commitment. LSU fans are bent out of shape. Patrick Surtain Jr. Didn't build the wall tall enough around the state of Louisiana. Longhorns have a couple of Louisiana kids in their class already with Mike Williams, the defensive end from Baton Rouge. And they're in on, I guess, this kid Lawrence Keyes, the wide receiver from New Orleans. He's going to decide today. Our man Jeff Howe was with us earlier. He thinks that's going to be a Notre Dame commitment when it's all said and done. But all day today, all the way to 2 o'clock, on the way to the break, I might have said, or made it sound like I said noon for the Tom Herman News Conference. It is 2 o'clock today. Yeah. And that is going to roll into our Pluckers Roundtable with Chad and Kevin and the crew. Jeff Howe's going to drop by there. Great guest.
I'll be there early. I'll be there like 3:30 talking football with those guys.
All the experts, including the Buck over there, talking recruiting and signing day. And it's the second one. That'll be, it's our annual event at Pluckers, South Lamar. South Lamar, so come see us. Get you a Bud Light and talk some football with the crew. Chad and Kevin will anchor that starting at 3 o'clock right after Tom Herman's words. And that's going to roll right into Texas basketball tonight with K-State in town. Longhorns looking to go 4 out of 5. And that's the, if you're a Longhorn fan watching Kansas pull back into a lead in the Big 12, boy, that Texas Tech game was huge to cough that up. Longhorns will be right in the thick of things in the Big 12 if they had hold on to that game.
Who wants this championship here?
Well, Kansas showed it last night. They beat TCU. Buck, do you have a reliable automotive, reliable pick of this night?
How did I do it last night? I did pretty well. Notre Dame was favored by 7. They beat Boston College by 10.
Boston College. I had the Rockets. I think we did that one. We think we got that one right. So I think, Rockets rolled.
That was ended up being a tie.
All right, so he has 10, and they won by 10. The push. I did the push.
You know what I'm going to give you tonight?
Give it to
me. I'm going to stay in the Big Ten. I'm going to take Penn State over Maryland at home. Nittany Lions got a pretty good basketball team going on. Not great. And Maryland's not bad, but at home, the home field court, the court advantage really in the Big Ten is different than the Big 12. Big 12, the home court doesn't do you very much good, it doesn't seem here. Teams are so good, they can beat you on the road, too. So I'm going to take Penn State tonight and make that 3 in a row now.
You know what I'm going to take? Minnesota Timberwolves in Cleveland tonight.
I was going to say
playing
that.
The laydown Cavaliers.
Never take the Cavs again.
Cavs scored 9 in the fourth quarter last night. They are fracturing like the Titanic.
Dude, I looked at that game because I had a cousin doing some things with that game last night.
And the they were up
by 21, and I said, this thing is over. We're talking about the Orlando Magic.
Yeah.
I turned around, and they were down by 16 at one time and lost by 18.
Well, and Isaiah Thomas after this game, this is a game they scored 67 points in the first half and scored 31 in the second, and they lost by 6-0. And they're going home, back-to-back games, hosting Minnesota. Minnesota's getting 4, or favored by 4.
How about what Isaiah said?
I know, and Isaiah Thomas says, when things get tough, we split.
And he said, this is every man for himself now. That's a real team going on right now.
They are the opposite of team. And so I will take Minnesota, Carl Anthony Towns, Andrew Wiggins and company in Cleveland tonight. Thank you very much.
Trailing the third and here joining us. What do you guys got going on today?
Today we are talking plenty of signing day, of course, including our usual Wednesday conversation with Justin Wells of Inside Texas at noon. Also some NFL wrap-up with Ben Baskin of Sports Illustrated. That's at 11:05. Break down the Longhorns matchup with the Wildcats tonight at the Drum at 10:50. Plus talk about this Josh McDaniels nonsense at 10:30. This guy just continues to prove himself as just a colossal douchebag outside of New England. Happened in Denver. They fired him midway through season 2. Nobody liked him by the end of that tenure. And now Indy fans are given a cold reminder of why people don't care much for this
dude. I'll only say one thing on that. If he got some info for some people that Andrew Luck may not start the season, and this could be the second year in a row he doesn't play, I wouldn't take that job either.
Right.
I know he could have done that a long time ago because he was interested in that job a long time ago. But when it's that time after the Super Bowl and you've just been in all that stuff and you go there and you have no assurance that Andrew Luck can even throw a ball.
His own agent is telling him this was a colossal mistake, the biggest mistake of his professional life, passing on this job this late.
Well, nobody may ever ask him again. They may say, no, screw you.
I don't blame anybody for doing so.
But at the same time, Chris Mortensen with the report that Andrew Luck's going to need more shoulder surgery. I don't want that gig either, personally. But he could have handled it differently. But at the same time, the Colts could have put his feet to the fire, much like they did Matt Patricia before. Patricia already started building a coaching staff. I think there's fault both ways.
Yeah, that sucks. Now, how about him telling guys on that coaching staff, you need to stay here because I'm taking this job? And then missing out on other NFL jobs because they believed in what he says.
The Colts already brought aboard their defensive coordinator, former Dallas Cowboys assistant. He's signed, sealed, and delivered. Whatever new head coach comes in is going to have to work with this guy now.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a bad move. But, the extenuating circumstances, Andrew Luck, and that Robert Kraft sweetened the pot, and there's some in Boston now saying that there's kind of a chain of succession now for Bill Belichick, and McDaniels will be the next coach of the Patriots.
Coach in waiting. Hey, Bucky, I am the advice guy around here, so I know you had a question for me earlier. What was that question?
Yeah, you know, there's a guy who's needed some help around where I live right now.
Okay.
He's had some problems getting move out, go to California, he and his lovely wife, and, you know— But I think that he's had some kind of drug problems, so I'm letting him do some work around the house. And you gave me advice that if he's leaving on the 20th, maybe I need to be a little bit more careful.
Well, what kind of drug problems is he dealing with?
I don't know. It could be.
Does he have all his teeth?
Yeah, he's got them all. He's got them all.
Does his wife have all her teeth?
She's got some.
Well, he's married.
Yeah.
There's maybe a little bit of a meth issue going on here.
What's worse, crack or meth? I mean, what's worse? Yeah. Can I trust a crackhead?
Neither is good, man. Especially if they have a date that they're planning on skipping out on town. And he's working around your place.
I trust people. See, I'm that guy who trusts everybody. Isn't that right, E? Because I'll bend over for you. We already said that to people.
People are inherently trustworthy until they're on meth. Then they're absolutely untrustworthy.
Seriously, they become a different person.
Watch one show of Intervention, and someone gets on meth.
Yes.
They'll start selling their dad's car.
Seriously?
Right under
meth. I mean, are my doorknobs, things like that, going to be missing?
Yeah, the very least, lock your windows and take your keys out of your truck, man.
All right. Hey, pick that up on the other side. Trey and BK will take you through the midday. Rod Babers follows, and then it's all about Tom Herman at 2 o'clock today. Wonderful, wonderful stuff. Thanks to Jeff Howe and all the guests today, all the listeners, whether you're on 104.9 AM 1260, streaming it on the Horn app or at hornfm.com. Have a great Wednesday.